Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Side Quests. My name is Joey, and I am your GM, and I am here with three guys that happened to wander into my house. First up, we have Dan. Dan, how you doing?
Wait, I'm at your house?
You don't even know where you are? Is it the drugs? God, we have too many drug things themes in our episodes. Dan, just tell me how you're doing so we can move on.
Oh, yes, I'm good.
Oh, that's good, man.
How are you?
No, I told you last time we can't just have conversations at the beginning. The people don't want to hear that.
Well, it's impolite to not ask back.
That's true. You know, but then in the South, it's more colloquial.
You know, if you would just answer my question, we can move on.
Nope, not going to do it. Richie, how are you, buddy?
Dude, I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
And wait, last up, what?
And last up, we have the only man with the last name, Cruz Turner.
That's me. You've never worn this shirt on a Tuesday before.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's pretty good. So, guys, I appreciate you joining me for yet another episode. I'm Dan. We've decided it's SideQuest with Dan and friends.
I'm Dan.
That's what I said.
You said there's two Dans now?
There's three Dans, actually. We're all Dan in our hearts.
I can't do this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I kind of wanted to check and see where everybody's at. You broke out of the warehouse last time. You're going down a solid 45-degree decline towards the edge of the crater. There's all kind of stuff in the way. You make it to the bottom. We're going to rewind a little bit and play that out in the prologue. But what's the thought process now? You've been told to go into the sewers, and the last thing you heard from Rat Boy was, when you asked if it was dangerous, was, "Oh, boss." And that was it. So what are we thinking at the moment? Let's start with Dr. Cogswinkle.
Yes, you know, I'm not too sure what to expect. It is Rat Boy after all, and nobody knows exactly what he means half the time. But I tell you this, I will not take anything he says or draws for granted ever again.
Yeah, after episode one, that was pretty rough. You took a lot of shrapnel from that, if you'd have paid more attention to the potted plants. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rat Boy has invited you down into the sewers many times, and you've always told him you're too busy. Does that sound right?
That is correct, yes, of course.
Yeah, so, you know, he's been trying to get you guys down there for a long time, and I think it's nice to finally go pay him a visit, see where he lives, and, you know, spends his time. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
But I did tell him, I will go down in the sewers over my dead body. So hopefully that doesn't come to pass.
Make him a promise, yeah. So
yes.
And you know how Rat Boy is about promises.
Yes, okay. You can talk to Din now. I apologize.
Din, you're driving the truck, have made some fancy maneuvers to get down the edge. What are you thinking as we go towards the sewer pipe?
Keep it straight. Keep it true. Keep it fast. Keep it loose. Just concentrate. Just gotta concentrate. I may be the best, but I'm the best for a reason. And I just gotta stay concentrated.
That's true. Stay concentrated like orange juice. Last up, we have Boulder. Boulder, you had a bit of a run-in with Jerry. You didn't properly celebrate his birthday. You really got his expectations super high for the party, and I think it was more just like a break room party instead of what you made it out to be. How are you feeling about it?
You know, I don't feel too bad about it because at least his hopes were up.
There you go. That's right. You know, that's all we can hope for at the end of the day is people lying to us and not fulfilling promises. So
it sounds just like my family.
Wait, is that the family that you were in with Din, or is that like
no,
more backstory?
My family of the past, why I was named Tina.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, and so I have to ask a question here. Is Boulder ingrained with the personality of Tina now? Is that just something he's taken on by himself? Oh, good. I'm glad to I'm happy to have that recur in the episodes. Guys, I think we should get into this thing. It's been about 6 minutes of everybody's airtime, so why don't we do this?
Sounds good to me.
The suspension of the delivery truck groans loudly as Din picks his way past large boulders, deep crags, and mounds of refuse that litter the steep boundaries of the crater left by the Highside District. His eyes narrowed in concentration, he locks onto and begins to track a large object as it falls. He swerves to the left, narrowly missing a particularly large outcropping of rock, as the object makes impact directly in the path of the delivery truck. The truck groans loudly and tips up on its six left wheels as Den whips the rocks the wheel left and right before pulling it hard left. The truck's headlights sweep over the now deformed object, revealing several large bound sacks of spent nucleotastic batteries. Dr. Cogsbuckle, Den, and Boulder hold in a breath as the undercarriage of the truck scrapes the top of the pile and shock alarms blare from the dashboard. The rear axle of the delivery vehicle catches the top of the refuse, causing the truck to shake violently before finally completely clearing the obstacle. Den spins the wheel and the right tires slam to the ground. The three let out a collective exhale and continue to bump their way to the crater's bottom. Are you sure that's the way the Rat Boy said to go, boss? Yes, Den. He seemed rather insistent, actually. A long 30-foot diameter steel pipe juts out of the side of the crater wall, its jagged edge indicating it was separated by extreme force. A steady flow of water pours out of the end of the pipe and down the steep embankment at its mouth. The inside is pitch black.
That was Den's exhale, by the way, just in case anybody didn't know what that was. I practiced my Den voice, and I'm sure Dan did too. Den, you're making your way down across the bottom of this crater. You can see just mounds of these spent nucleotastic shells, and also, you know, the various discarded accoutrements of everyday life. You see discarded toilet sinks, couches, you know, but they all look super fancy and barely used. And they were all obviously thrown out of the trash pipes from the high side district that now floats on thrusters some 500-600 feet over the top of you. And waste and garbage is just steadily pouring into this crater. You have to keep a sharp lookout, but you're able to do it. I think. Why don't you roll to navigate bad terrain? That's going to be a plus cool.
Nope. That's just going to be an 8.
All right. And remember, our truck has a -1 handling.
Yeah, so that's going to be a 7.
On a 7 and 9, you choose one of the following. You slow down and pick your way forward. You push too hard and your vehicle suffers harm as established. Or you ditch out and go back and try to find another way. I will say this. You guys did cause quite a bit of commotion at the fence that separates the harbor from the crater underneath Highside. What do you do? Which of the three?
I just feel we should probably push on, so I think I need, like, best path to navigate, I guess.
Well, so you got, like I said, two of the options. Slow down and pick your way forward, or push too hard and your vehicle suffers harm.
Yeah, we're just, from what I remember, we may have caused commotion, but we're still not being followed. So
not that you know of, yeah.
So I'm going to slow down and pick the careful route.
So the brakes on the truck hiss as you kind of slow it to a bit of a crawl and pick your way around the piles. Dr. Cogsbuckle, the wad on your arm crackles to life as Ratboy comes over the comms. Hey, boss, are you guys coming into the sewers? I just wanted to kind of confirm and, you know, get a head count of how many people you have with you. Is it just Den and Boulder, or how many guests might you have?
Yes, Rat Boy, it's just me, Den, and Boulder.
Okay, you guys, like, hungry or anything? Or what's going on? What exactly is the situation?
Well, we're driving through a toxic waste field, so we need to get to the sewers immediately. Then we can decide on food.
Okay, I just didn't know if anybody was hungry. Hey, Den, are you hungry, or...?
Oh, yeah, I'm always hungry. What you got?
We got a lot of good stuff. You know, I think maybe it'd just be best if it's more of a surprise.
Oh, I mean, okay, that's fine,
like,
by me.
It's kind of like a jambalaya, like you really don't want to know what's in it, but it's really good.
You know what, I'll take your word for it. I'd love some.
Okay, cool. Boulder, you going to eat, or how you feeling?
Thanks, Rats Boys. We'll be okay.
So, Den, you continue to pick your way through, and you make it up to the steep hill that goes up to the mouth of the pipe. Like I said, water's kind of flowing down this muddy embankment. And you're able to pick your way up, and now you're sitting at the mouth of the pipe, your headlights shining in through, you know, it's got like the specks of dust everywhere, and you've got the water running down underneath the delivery truck tires, sinking it into the mud just a little bit, but not in a way that can't be handled. Do you guys go in?
They don't get a choice. Din proceeds in.
Din pushes down the accelerator and slowly creeps into the tunnels. There are two kind of cobblestone paths that run down either side of the water flow in the middle. And this is a very large pipe. Like I said, it's about like 30 feet in diameter. So it's more than enough to fit the truck. And it, on the paths in the middle, it's only a small water flow in the very middle of the pass on the side. You're able to pick your way down. Din, I need you or... Let's see, I think Boulder was sitting in the front and Dr. Cogsbuck was in the back, so either you or Boulder read a sitch. That's plus sharp. Who wants to roll?
Me or Boulder or Din?
Din or Boulder. You're sitting in the back, I believe.
Gotcha.
I've got a plus two sharp, so what do you got there, Din?
I also have a plus two sharp.
Well, let's
I've rolled ahead. Once. I about to say I rolled once already. Okay. Go ahead.
That's a 10 total.
Nice. Slam. On a 10 plus, you get to ask me three of the following. What's my best escape route? Way in, way past. Which enemy is the most vulnerable to me? Which enemy is the biggest threat? What should I be on the lookout for? What's my enemy's true position or who's in control here?
I can ask two, you said?
You can ask three of those questions.
Oh, okay. So best way in.
Okay.
What should be on the lookout for? Any suggestions, you other two?
The first two are basically like the priority here. I think the other one can just be a toss up.
What was the last one?
Who's in control here is the last one.
I'll do who's in control here.
Okay, make it so.
Alrighty. So, where's my best way in? So you can see that the path on the right side, just in the glow of the headlight, seems to be a little bit more worn down. So you decide to take the path to the left, which is the best one to take. You should be on the lookout for Boulder. You kind of excuse me, Boulder. You kind of have your head out the window as you look into the darkness, and just at the corner of your vision, you catch the briefest shimmer in the air, kind of up and away about 30 feet. As you begin to head inside of the pipe, and something appears to be following you up in a way that you can't quite lock onto behind the truck somewhere. And then who's in control here? It's the sewers, and they're abandoned, so really nobody is at the moment.
I was going to say, if you say anybody but me right now driving this giant truck, I'm going to start sweating profusely.
Oh, also, the tunnel snakes.
Just for Din's kind of thing, is this tunnel completely rounded kind of thing? Like there's no jagged edges? Like it's an actual like tunnel?
Yeah, so it's rounded on the sides, and you kind of think like the Tesla, like that Hyperloop tunnel, right? So it's completely rounded on the edges with flat platforms on either side.
That's all I need to know, baby.
So no big deal. And if you don't at least try once to pull like a loop-de-loop, I'll be very upset.
Get out of my head.
So you guys begin to drive down the, as you get past the underground section, or as you get into the underground section of the tunnel, it really kind of opens up, and where it was 30 feet in diameter at the beginning, it gets much, much larger as you get inside, and the platforms kind of open up, so it's much easier driving. It smells real bad inside of that sewer. Not only is it a sewer, but also it's a section of the sewer system that has been completely abandoned by the high side, and those people, when they were connected to it, ate real heavy. Like, real heavy. And so it's all kind of rich foods rotting in there in waste, and it's just, it is an assault to the senses. Why don't you guys give me your thoughts on the poop chute? Din, why don't you go first? What are you looking out for? What are you trying to feel your way around?
Well, seeing how everyone in the truck is, you know, kind of taken aback by the by what I could only assume is the stench. I don't know if you know this, but I tend to have a septum problem, and I don't breathe out of my nose very well. So. Any smell doesn't really bother me too terribly much. But
does that mean
know,
you can taste it?
I don't want to go there.
Nice. I like it.
As he spits out the window.
Boulder, what about you? What are you on the lookout for? You saw the glimmer or that kind of shimmer over to your right-hand side up and away from the truck, and then you went in. So what are you on the lookout for at the moment?
I know that this is not Wells known to everyone, but the darkness kind of scares me. So really, I'm just trying to keep a lookout for yellow eyes in the dark. You know, like if the headlight passes, something's scaries, you know, we've got to obliterate it because it could be the booger man's.
So when Boulder said in an earlier in an earlier time that he was born of the darkness, that was all just a front.
I was just thinking about that.
Doesn't mean the darkness is still scary because I
know he may have been born of the darkness, but he's still scared of it.
All right, right.
Yes, and that's more of a metaphorical darkness if he really thinks about it. It's not necessarily, you know, true illumination darkness, but more of like a moral low ground darknesses.
Kind of like a personal darkness.
Speaking of that, Din's gonna hit the high beams on the truck.
Nice. So Din flicks on the high beams and it lights up the walls. It doesn't, the tunnel that you're in now, as you head straight and it kind of opens up, the width of it is, it has gotten significantly wider. So the high beams kind of light it up on all sides, including the water in the middle. As the platforms go out, it is kind of separated and the water in the middle has gotten much deeper and the current is much stronger, as you kind of are getting more towards the center of the sewer system. Dr. Cogsbuckle, what are you feeling at the moment?
Well, you know, the sewers take me back a little bit. You know, as you know, we're from the Warrens, and I spent many a times in the sewers, not quite this bad, but as you know, that's where I found Rat Boy.
True.
So it's a little bit, it's a little bit nostalgic, as one would say. Now, I don't know what exactly he has planned here, but I can only assume it's not going to be pleasant.
How can I ask a question? And this is just a general, like, game world question that I don't have an answer to. Dr. Cogsbuckle, how old is Rat Boy?
You know, that's a very good question.
I've never really thought about it.
I'm not entirely sure. You know, I found him when he was just a young lad a couple of years ago in the sewers as I was trekking and doing my normal walkabouts. And, you know, I came across him. I would say he was about, you know, it's about 5 maybe. So it's been about 5 years. He's probably about 10 years old. If I had to give you a rough estimate.
So he's about 10, you said?
Yeah, I would say about 10. Yes. Okay. I took him under my wing.
I like it. That was very kind of you. And also, other than the toilet paper theft, I think he has been a pretty good little recruit. So you guys head further into the sewers. Things get significantly more murky. I need Din, being the one in the front, to read a sitch. That's a plus sharp.
Okay.
Tell us what you got.
Well, dice said 4. My modifiers say 6. But the truck tells me about, let's see. Nope, just a 6.
A 6. So a 6, just to remind everybody, a 6 is a miss, a 7 and 9 is a mixed success, a 10 plus is a full success, and a 12 plus is a critical success, kind of like the way a crit 20 is handled in D&D. So on a 6, this is a miss, and you're not going to know exactly how that affects things until I decide to reveal it, but you kind of continue on your way, oblivious to anything that may be happening around you.
Lovely.
Boulder, it is about that time when you see, as you kind of scan, you start to notice some air bubbles under the water. You don't know if it is, you know, just the gas given off by decaying waste, or if it is actually something under there. You haven't seen any kind of tracks around or anything like that, any signs of actual life, but you do notice some slight bubbles under the water ahead of you. What do you guys do?
I alert Din. Din, there are bubbles in the water.
Okay, is that like bubbles from us driving through it, or bubbles like there's something that needs to be removed?
Well, seeing as the bubbles are ahead of us, I would say that the bubbles are ahead of us.
So how do you want to play this out? We could shoot at it now, get the drop on it before it gets a drop on us.
Din, just as you say that, you hear a loud thunk on the back of the truck, and suddenly the alarms are blaring on the front of the dashboard.
Ah, crackers. I hate this part.
What are you guys doing?
Din, what's going on?
We have, I believe, a hitchhiker. And I think something should probably be done with that, because last time I checked, nothing else lives down here except stuff from Boulder's nightmares.
Din, you kind of glance into your side mirror as you're saying this, and on the side of the truck, you know, on the actual like cargo part in the back, on the side of it, latched onto the side of it with razor sharp claws, kind of dug into the actual sheet metal on the side, or the corrugated metal on the side. You see nothing but a wide gaping mouth of rows and rows of teeth, a long snake-like tongue, and massive yellow eyes.
It's at this point Din's going to grab the crank and roll up the window a little bit, basically all the way up. He's gonna turn to look at Boulder, be like, hey Boulder.
Yeah, yes.
Hey, you got one loaded?
Always.
Cool. Don't panic, but it's not gonna be good. I'll hold your hand later, and we can talk about this.
Sure.
But this, for lack of a better term, is gonna suck for everyone involved, mostly you.
And as Din says that, another thunk hits on the top of the truck, and suddenly you see the same sight, Din, on the front of the windshield, the teeth, the eyes, just looking down in the windshield at the two of you.
Yeah, Dr. Pogsbuckle screams.
Well, hold on. We need to hear how it sounds.
I know. I was getting to that.
Okay, go. Go. Boulder, how do you react?
Similar.
Similar? Wait, yeah. I got to hear Boulder scream, though. All right, guys, I think we're in a bad situation here. So I think first up, Dr. Cogsbuckle sitting in the back and being the furthest one away from the danger, so probably the one that's least frozen. I need you to, what do you do? I guess is the best thing. You tell me what you do and I tell you what you need to roll.
Din, Boulder.
Yo, what's up, boss?
I don't know if you noticed this, but there's a giant thing on the front of our windshield with a lot of teeth.
It starts headbutting the windshield and its cracks splinter across the glass.
Not only that, but there's one on the side of the truck as well.
Well, Boulder, you know, I know you haven't gotten a lot of action with your grenade launcher in a while. Why don't you just blast one straight through the front?
You want him to shoot a grenade through the cab that you guys are all in?
Well, he's in the front seat, right? He can just break the windshield.
Oh, he could. I like it. That's a great plan.
No. Okay, for everyone at home that doesn't know Joey, if he goes along with what we want, it's the worst possible option. So, the spirit of Din is going to reach inside Boulder's brain and go, shoot it outside of the windshield and don't break anything that could potentially hull breach us.
Yes, of course, Din, that's such a better idea. Let's go with that one instead. Hey, listen, you know, I'm not an arms man. I don't use weapons that often. I'm not entirely sure how to go about this most of the time.
No.
I'm just saying, we have a grenade launcher and we could use it to our advantage. I don't even know what the heck that thing is, but it looks dangerous, and we should probably get rid of it.
Yeah, it definitely does. So I think I'm going to have you roll to help out Boulder. So roll plus HX with Boulder, and then tell me what you get.
Yes, of course. Boulder, as we discussed before, you're going to be shooting it outside of the cabin. Just...
But you know Boulder can only hold one set of instructions in his mind at a time.
So that's an 8 for me, and I have a plus 1 with Boulder, so that's... Wait, what is this for?
Help like, or interfere with someone. So this is help out.
So it would just be an 8 plus 1, so it's 9.
All right, okay. On a 7 and 9, they will take plus 1 forward, so Boulder, you'll be able to add a plus 1 to your roll of whatever you do next. What do you do, Boulder?
All right, against my better's judgment, I'm going to lean out of the passenger side windows so that I can see if the body may be on tops.
Is it? So when you look out of the window, you see a very long neck that kind of like winds up and around the top of the truck. And on the very top of it, you can see a large muscular scaled shoulder. And that's about the only image of the thing you can catch on the top of the truck.
I say, goodbye, and I pull the trigger aiming at his shoulder.
All right, I need you to roll to go aggro on someone.
8 plus 1 is 9.
On a 7 and 9, you can choose one of the following. You can, they will get out of your way. They will barricade themselves in securely. They give you something you think you want, or tell you what you want to hear, or they will back off calmly, hands where you can see them. I think you release a grenade, and it smashes into the shoulder of this thing, and the armor around where it impacts kind of bristle outwards. It's these like scaled armor, and then it flattens back down as it takes the impact and dissipates the heat across the body of the thing. But it did seem to take a significant amount of harm, and you can see kind of like this oozy black blood pouring out of the shoulder wound now. But it is still moving. It took about 5 harm from this, but it is still moving, and now it's very angry. It begins to headbutt the window even harder, and Boulder, with you see a big clawed hand come up and reach down towards you as well. Din, what do you do?
I like how I had the illusion of choice.
Din's gonna floor it.
For heading for what? Just going faster?
Going faster. He's preparing an idea.
Okay.
It's not cooked all the way through yet.
No, I like it. I think that this will probably be a deal with bad terrain roll, because again, it's a narrow platform, getting wider, but a narrow platform. You have rushing water to the right, you have a wall to the left. So I would say this is deal with bad terrain. So roll plus cool and add your vehicle's handling, which is -1.
8.
8 total?
Yes, sir.
In a 7 to 9, you choose one of the following. You slow down and pick your way forward. You push too hard and your vehicle suffers harm as established, or you ditch out and go back and try to find another way.
It's Din. He's gonna proceed forward and push it too far and do a little bit of harm.
Okay, so you are you're terrified by what's happening right now, and feel extremely claustrophobic. So you slam your foot down to the floor. The back wheels of the truck kind of spin out in the slick ground, and then you shoot forward with a good amount of speed. So much so that you look in your side mirror and see what the creature or entity on the left hand side that's hanging onto the side of the truck almost lose grip, but grab on just at the last instance, but farther back as it was kind of coming up the side of the truck towards you. But at the same time, your wheels on the right hand side slip off and into the water just a little bit, and as you jerk them back on before your right side is fully in the water, the alignment in the truck takes a pretty bad hit, and so you're actually going to be -2 on handling now.
Dope. Love that.
And you feel a very odd rumble, and the alarms on the dashboard for the shock sensors go bananas, and you see a gauge on the right hand side light up all of a sudden.
That's probably bad.
Dr. Cogsbuckle, what do you do?
You know, Din, I'm no mechanic, but I don't think those lights are a very good sign.
No, probably not. It also probably doesn't help that we're carrying very terribly... They're batteries, but come on, we all know. They're basically bombs at this point, right?
Yes, pretty much. Hey, Boulder. What happened out there? Did you do any damage?
On a scale of 1 to 5, I'm pretty sure I did about a 5.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Can we also talk about how Boulder's the only one that has a weapon right now?
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't do anything.
That's because Boulder was the only one that hid his weapons when y'all were going into the warehouse. You could ask for one of Boulder's grenade launchers.
That would be a hard pass.
Doc, this is technically a security truck as well. Look under your seat. Maybe there's a rifle. Wink.
You know, Dan, that's a good idea.
Roll 2d6. If it's greater than a 6, there is.
Oh my god.
Son of... Well, you know, that's a... I rolled a 5. So, unfortunately... Joey is going to tell me that I did not find a weapon. Instead, I found a flip-flop belonging to Jerry.
No. There, first off, I'm not going to tell you there's not a weapon. There just isn't a weapon. It doesn't exist in the game. And second off, you didn't find a flip-flop of Jerry's. You found a birthday card from his wife that she left him right before she died 5 years ago, and it was the last one he got from her.
Oh my god.
Joey, guys,
I know this is a tense situation, but I just found a birthday card from Joey's wife.
What does it say?
It says, you know, I'm having a hard time reading because of the turbulence.
No. What's it say?
A lot of vibration.
It says, Jerry, my dear, I love you, and we will have a lot of fun when you come to see me in the future, we will play a lot of blackberries to blackberries, well as eat some devil's foods cakes.
Yes, absolutely. No, that's a good
one. Jerry's wife sounds awesome.
If you turn it over on the back, it says, we'll get through this cancer together.
All right. No. I hate this now. I don't want to be in this game anymore.
Oh, no. So, Dr. Cogsbuckle, that's what you find. What do you do with it?
Oh, no.
Why don't you roll better, and then I'll be able to put you in good situations.
Can I roll to, to help out Din in any sort of way?
How are you helping him out?
Din, is there anything I can do to help you out?
Din is struggling with both hands on the wheel to keep the truck straight.
I've got an idea.
Yes, Boulder.
And then I pull out one of my hand grenades from the bag.
Oh my god.
Put this in the monster's mouth.
Oh my god.
Maybe it will swallow it. And sure, you might lose a finger or a hand, but it will be worth it.
Oh my
god.
Now,
Boulder, how do you propose I go about this?
That, suddenly the front windshield caves in as the monster chomps down on it and kind of just eats the glass and spits it out to the side, and he opens his mouth wide
in
front
mind?
Of you.
We're strategizing here.
It roars in your face, and as the spittle hits you, it burns you for one harm. It's very, very acidic.
Seize this moment, Dr. Cogsbuckle. This is your moment.
Yes, of course, Boulder. Hand me that grenade.
Oh, Lord.
You take
Doctor,
it from
use
me.
Your targeting computer.
Use the force.
Use the force. All right, let's do some battle here. So why don't you roll to see something by force? So this is going to be a roll plus hard.
He's got it, I believe.
Or actually, this is single combat. It's still roll plus hard, though. Go ahead.
I don't believe.
I believe. You got it.
Oh, my God. Why?
Dude, that's 2 5s in a row. What is this?
Oh, no.
I received
I help out somehow by maybe, like, I see him going and I, like, kind of nudge his arm because I see it going the wrong direction just to give him a plus one?
Yeah, baby. Let's go. Let's see what you get.
Boulder, right, hold its mouth open.
All right, that's a 6 plus 2 to help. All right. So that's an 8.
So with an 8, you give him a plus 1, so he makes it. He makes it. Well, he's still only at 6.
I thought, oh, it's 7. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, Boulder.
So we could blame Boulder. I kick it the wrong way.
Boulder, no, here's what happens. Boulder, you gave him the grenade, but he's never handled one before, and you forgot to tell him to take the pin out. So he shoves his arm down the monster's throat, and you hear it kind of gag really hard, and then it just chomps down on your arm and his arm as you go to try to help him. It's going to do a pretty good bit of damage to your arm, so I think both of you are probably going to take plus maybe 3 harm. So, Boulder, I think you have armor, though.
Yeah, so I take 1 harm.
So, Boulder's armor is the only thing that keeps it from chomping down on you guys and just taking your arms off. Actually, when it hits the scaled armor you have over your arm, its teeth, you hear a few teeth break, and then it snaps its jaws wide open again. Dr. Cogsbuckle, you have a mangled... is Dr. Cogsbuckle a righty or a lefty?
Let's just say, for the sake of the story, he's a lefty.
I feel like he's a left-handed. Yeah, I think that too. You have a mangled left arm now.
But he uses his cane in his right hand, so it's a little bit strange.
Right. So you have a mangled... You may have a mangled left hand now.
Well, you can't win them all, can you, Boulder? Like...
Wait, so is Dr. Cogsbuckle going to pull his arm back and deadpan look at Boulder and just be like, you can't win them all, as he holds up his bloody and eviscerated arm?
Well, what is it going to do at this point? I mean, really?
Boulder looks back at him, almost taking no damage, and looks at his bloody arm and just is like, you right, Doug? Boulder, what do you say to the doctor?
Oh, God.
You're right, Doc.
Oh, God. Din, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Din's going to turn and be like, dang, Doc, you can really use a hand right now.
All right, nope. Din's gonna slam on the brakes at this point.
Nice, I like it. So
I hate this. Golly,
I would say that we're gonna use the rules for single combat here because you're basically fighting with your car. But you can add your You'll get a plus one for the massive size of your vehicle for this.
Got it.
So roll plus hard.
Yeah, about that. It's a six.
A six total? Even with the plus one?
All right, stop, stop, stop. All right, this is the point in the podcast where I am absolutely beyond pissed, okay? So before all of this,
oh my god, I feel like this dice roller is BS because of getting all these bad rolls.
Well, no, Cruz and Richie have been rolling pretty good.
Yeah, but I've been rolling like crap.
Now, no one has rolled any good rolls. Thank you, Dan. Everyone just... Thank you, Dan. Woohoo!
Yay, Dan did curse it. He definitely cursed it.
Resume podcast.
Yep, resume podcast. So, Richie, you rolled a miss, if I'm not mistaken.
I rolled a something.
Dan, you go to step on the brakes, and you step on them hard. And when you do, it actually throws the monster on top of the vehicle out and under the front of the vehicle as it skids to a halt, and you roll kind of up and over it. But then you see the monster turn over, and with its massive, bemuscled, armored arm, it lifts you up with one hand, lifts the whole truck, front of the truck up with one hand, and your tires kind of squeal as you try to accelerate again as they're lifted off the ground, and you kind of are resting on the tailgate of the truck. So, Boulder, what do you do? You're tilted at like a 60-degree angle. Oh, by the way, this monster is probably about 15 feet tall.
Boys, this might be a bad idea. And I open the door and I yell, Din, hold my feet.
Din's going to, before you do that, be like, I like where your head's at.
Too late. I lean under the truck. Expecting Din to hold my feet.
Din, roll to help out. It's plus HX. Oh. Hey, finally.
That's a 10, baby.
A 10. On a 10, you give them plus 2. And so, Boulder, you have a plus 2 on your roll. What are you trying to do?
I launch a grenade at the closest part to the ground of the monster, furthest away from the truck. Hopefully where the explosion, if it explodes on the ground, will explode into the monster from the ground rather than anything hitting the bottom of the truck.
I like it. So, you're going to roll to do single combat with someone, so you can roll plus hard.
I believe, Cruz.
That's plus 5, so that is an 11 total.
Okay. Nice. So on a 10 plus, you can do one of the two, or one of the following. I tell you what, we'll take the seize by force since you're trying to gain ground here. So you can...
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like, dissuade him. Like, get the truck rolling again. I don't care if he backs off or if he, like, latches on or, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to get the truck going again. So whatever decision that has to be.
So that'll be seize something by force since you're trying to gain ground and kind of gain a martial advantage over them. So on a 10 plus, you can choose three of the following. You can inflict terrible harm, which is plus 1 harm. You can suffer little harm, which is minus 1 harm. You take definite and undeniable control of the situation, or you impress, dismay, or frighten your enemy.
I can choose three of those?
Three of those.
Okay, so I want to take little harm, so I'm going to apply that to the truck.
Okay, so it'll take minus 1 harm.
I want to take definite control of the situation, so maybe it worked how I wanted, where he kind of was momentarily stunned.
Yeah.
And then what was the last one? I'm sorry.
You can inflict terrible harm, or you can impress, dismay, or frighten your enemy.
I want to frighten, because what I'm in my mind, what happens is like...
You
I just happened to hit a hit a weak spot, so like, you know, it because I would do normally 5 harm to it with this.
Yeah, so your grenade launcher's 5 harm, right?
Yeah, well, it's 4, and then I have whenever I deal harm, I deal plus 1.
Right, and so you kind of lean out of the truck, then holds onto your pants legs and one hand on your boot, and you fire. And as you do, it hits the ground right at the feet of this monster. So you have 3 massive legs coming up and out of the ground, kind of in like a triangle shape, and into the torso of the monster. The monster, like I said, is about 12, 15 feet tall. It's got like a man-shaped torso, but when it gets up into the arms, it actually has 4 arms, 2 on each side. And then you can see a very long, 5-6 foot long neck that goes up to a massive head. That looks also vaguely humanoid, but with a really long snout on it. And it's just full of armored scales, and it's jet black and nothing but yellow eyes and teeth. And
I hate that.
it's the worst thing I could think of. And you hit the grenade right at its left foot, And when it slams into the ground, it kind of takes a second to detonate it. It looks down at it, kind of bends its neck down towards it. And when it does, the grenade explodes in a ball of fire. The truck actually shakes. The alarms go off and the gauge ticks down one. And when you see the smoke clear from the explosion, you see that the truck is now resting on the top torso of the monster and the bottom half has been completely blown off.
Green means go.
Floors it.
So, Din, I'm going to need you. So this explosion and subsequent falling of the truck seemed to, yes. Din, you see it in your mirror. It knocked the one off of the side onto the ground, and it's kind of on its back. And so I'm going to have you roll to try to outdistance another vehicle. So this is going to be roll plus cool modified by the vehicle's relative speed. So in this case, you're at high speed, so I'll give you a plus one as you try to pull away.
That's nine.
So on a 7 or 9, you could choose one of the following. You outdistance them and break away, but your vehicle suffers one harm from the strain. You don't escape them, but you go to ground in a place you choose, or they overtake you, but their vehicle suffers one harm from the strain. So
in a time-frozen moment, as, you know, Din's looking around, he looks back to the dash. What's the, like, what number are we at on the dashboard that's clearly ticking down for the batteries in the back?
So you basically have three quadrants, right, for this? And so the first one that it's been in is green, but when it ticked down, it ticked into the middle quadrant, and now it's in yellow.
So if it ticks down again, it's going to be in red, I'm assuming.
Yes, sir.
Would Din be smart enough to know that's what that means?
I mean, I think you have an inherent understanding of vehicles, and so I think between the alarms and seeing them connected, you saw the gauge tick down when the alarms were really going off and really angry sounding. I think you can kind of make make an assumption that is probably related to what's in the back.
Okay. Group consensus. Do we take the hit to get away, or do we continue this fight?
Wait, so are his legs blown off? Is that what you said?
Yeah. The truck is kind of like squashing his torso and part of his neck.
The one we're worried about is the one that fell off the side that hasn't taken any damage.
That's right.
Is there a way for us to go around the monster?
Your front bumper is resting on him, so you better hope the truck's rear-wheel drive.
Well, Din, you know, again, I'm no mechanical expert, but I think the only way to get out of this is just to run the rest of him over.
You're the boss. And
well,
he's...
no, hold on a second.
It's too late. Decision's been made. He accelerated as soon as he said that. That's Din's style, baby.
If you say so.
Here we go.
We're going to press forward, I guess, do a harm to the truck.
So this is outdistance them and break away, but your vehicle suffers one harm. Okay.
Now, real quick on the suffers one harm, does that also count with his role earlier of the truck takes minus one harm?
No, so that has been kind of served already, right?
Gotcha.
So, because basically I have two harm trackers for this truck. One is cargo in the back, and the other one is actually the truck itself.
I'm just trying to talk my way around.
I know what you're doing.
I'm trying.
So you slam the accelerator down, and at first nothing happens as the tires spin, but then the back tires catch, and it is extremely bumpy. It's jostly as the truck rolls over the top of this creature, and you hear screams and gurgles from the underneath as all 12 tires kind of just demolish what's left of him. He only had two harm left anyway. But you hear a anguished cry as the other one flips over onto all fours and starts to scramble towards you, somewhat slowed by the carnage that you left in your wake. You scream down the platform, but as you do, you notice that the indicator has ticked down to red zone, and you are quickly heading towards what appears to be a flat brick wall at the end of the pipe. What do you do?
Bad thing after bad thing after bad thing. Boulder! Grenade! Wall! Just like the bank!
So Boulder sits up and goes, I feel so bad for that thing, while he's reloading his grenade launcher.
Uh-huh.
And he reloads it so it just falls out of the window, and then he does it again where he braces it on the mirror and he opens up a pathway.
So as the grenade kind of flits and flies through the air, you can see the yellow eyes of the other monster disappearing in the distance as you kind of pound through the cobblestone walkway, and then the grenade catches on the wall and detonates, and you see the wall collapse and out, fall and out and away, and suddenly you are in a much more cavernous area as you kind of vault over this. The alarms go off, but the gauge does not tick down again. You are in a much more cavernous area. It seems to be where all of the sewer paths for the entirety of the city of New Haven, which again is a massive city, all the sewer paths meet in this one area, and you see streams of waste and refuse and general nastiness flowing out in all directions through a network of tunnels. You kind of can see the mouth to all of them, and in the middle, you see something that absolutely shocks you. You see...
It's Rat Boy.
It's Rat Boy. You see a small town. And what do you do?
I hope I didn't just ruin their defensive perimeter.
I guess we'll address that in a second.
Hey, Boulder, I don't want to be that guy, but that sounds like a them problem, not a us problem. So, yeah? I mean, what do y'all want to do? You want to stop and ask for direction?
Listen, you know, I think that we should probably... Look, guys, do you see that town up there?
Well, that's what we're talking about, Doc.
The boost is wearing off.
Yes. Maybe. Yes. You know, I'm not 100% sure where we are, so we should probably stop and ask for directions. My arm is killing me.
All right. That's what, Boulder. Stop for directions.
You're the driver. It's your decision. And I reload my grenade launcher again.
But first, hey, do you mind checking behind us to see if that creature is still following us?
Din looks behind.
You don't see the yellow eyes. But you definitely know it's out there somewhere.
It's back there, but like I don't see it.
It seems like when you ran over its friend, you might have scared
didn't
it
really
off.
Like that.
You may have scared it off. So what are we doing, boys? Are we driving along, maybe skirting the edge of the town?
Yes. All right,
since he said it, yes, we're skirting the edge of the town.
As you drive around one of the wider pathways in between the flows of just poop and pee on the edge of the town, you kind of come to the middle, what seems to be the main road into town, and it's a poop road, guys. You come to the middle, which seems to be the main road into town, and in the middle of it, made out of what seems to be wetted plaster and wetted toilet paper, you see a statue of somebody you recognize.
It's Rat Boy.
It's Rat Boy. What do you guys do?
Whoa, look at all these houses made out of the Cog Weekly.
Richie knows me too well.
Din, Boulder, is that Rat Boy?
Yes. It looks like the shape of him.
It's quite the striking resemblance. It looks like one of your students who took one of those art classes.
You see him standing there in all of his 10-year-old paper mache glory, wearing a crown of toilet paper rolls. And it's about that time you see maybe a dozen, maybe more, you can't quite tell, little heads poke around the edges of the makeshift buildings.
So little heads being people or small monsters we just got done fighting?
Oh, they're definitely people, but each okay. one of them seems to have a specific deformity.
All I need to know is if I'm downshifting to go faster or we're stopping.
That's up to you, baby, but y'all don't really know where to go right now, so.
I'm going to tell them, you know, we should get out of the truck. Let's just get out of the truck.
All right. Dan's going to pull off to the side to where it's, A, not blocked in by anything, and two, can get a clean getaway.
Okay. You pull off to the side and the truck hisses as you stop, and you see steam vent out of either side on the stacks to the left and the right of the cab, and you kind of sit there idling for a second as Dr. Cogsbuckle's wad comes to life, and you hear a very out of breath Rat Boy saying,
Doc, you need to just tell me when you get close to the middle of the sewers, and I'll meet you there. I got something I've been wanting to show you.
Rat Boy, This is Dr. Phineas Cogsbuckle. We have made it to a town where it seems like there is a large papier-mâché version of you made out of toilet paper and my issues with the Cog Weekly.
Oh, man,
Are we at the right place? You
already made it?
Yes, we are here.
Oh, okay. I'll be there in a minute. Just stay in the truck, man.
And you hear the radio click off.
He sounds disappointed for some reason.
maybe we should stay in the truck.
Well, Rat Boy said stay in the truck, so let's just stay in the truck for now.
Wow, Dr. Cogspuckle's actually listening to Rat's Boys.
So as,
well, you know, it looks like we're parked in some sewage, and I'd hate to get my shoes dirty.
Not to mention your arms infected with the poop.
You know, good point, Boulder. Yes, of course, my arm is mangled. It'd be awful to get some sort of disease or infection.
So as you guys sit there and wait over the next 5-10 minutes, time kind of ticks by slowly, and you see more and more of these children, all with different deformities, come out of the town and kind of are standing in the city center, kind of like a half crescent behind the statue of Rat Boy. And Dr. Cogsbuckle, as you kind of poke around in the back seat, nurse your arm a little bit, you do find a copy of Blackberries to Blackberries.
My God, thank goodness I found this copy of Blackberries to Blackberries.
You know, Boulder's going to be curious, and he opens the glove box, and he likes to think that he's going to find a first aid kit in there.
Roll 2d6 and we'll find out, huh?
I mean, even though it's kind of standard procedure for trucking companies, Daniel's curse strikes again. Yeah.
You know what? He shouldn't have said anything before we started, huh? Nope. Unfortunately, all you find in there is a birthday card from his daughter, and it says, "Sorry, Dad, we don't want to see you anymore, not after the incident."
What?
Serves Jerry right.
Does Boulder read that out loud?
That's up to him.
Doc, look, another card for you to read.
You know, I'm getting mixed signals from these greeting cards.
This one seems to be from Jerry's daughter, Geraltilda, and she says that they don't want to talk to him anymore after the incidences.
Yes, that's quite interesting. I'm not completely sure what to take of this. You know,
I think the incidence was naming her Geraltilda.
Yes, you know, that's a very good point. You know, going back, Mark Hall, you know, he does some interesting things with his greeting cards. He likes to send mixed signals.
Oh God, the card mark.
Can
Dean
look under his seat to find like basically a repair kit for the truck? You know, something to maybe change a tire and then some other small tools here and there.
Yeah, for sure.
Minor maintenance.
You look under your seat and you do find a few tools for minor maintenance. You also find a first aid kit.
What the hell? Oh, okay. I was going to say, what the hell did Richie do to get all the good fortune?
That's right.
It really did turn into the Den show. It's like, oh, Den, you found a box full of money.
Oh, my God. This is great.
You found a railgun?
Oh.
No.
I think Joey's just feeling bad for us now at this point.
Oh, man. I just, well, you know.
I'm getting the pity points.
That's right. That's all it is. No, I'm running out of things for you to find that are related to Jerry. So
me and Dan get shitty sad cards. Richie finds all right.
You know what? You know what? Let there be no. Let there be no accusations of favoritism. Roll 2d6, Richie.
That's right.
That's fine. I got it. Told you.
He got a 9. He's no problem. Richie says no problem. And
you mean like this?
You mean like this? And so you find
that's why he earned it.
That's right.
Richie earned it.
So you right. Find all of the things that I said before.
Guys, check it out. I got some tools I can fix some stuff. And a, what is this?
Is this a railgun? He said a railgun, bro.
No, dude, guys, check it out.
And he's going to power the railgun on?
No, it's a copy of Railgun magazines.
But Boulder, check it out. If you send in a bunch of these little barcode clips.
What issue is that? Oh, my God. This is issue 48. It's rare.
Yeah, it's worth...
Thank you, Jerry.
It's worth at least 10, 15 corpos. It's in mint condition, and it is in a bag. Like a sealed bag.
Oh, check that out. There you go.
I put it in my gym bag.
There you go, Boulder. And Din's going to turn to the doc and hold out the first aid.
I'm going to take the first aid and attempt to heal myself.
Take it with your strong hand, Bob.
Yes.
You
I'm
take
going
the
to
first...
take it with my cane hand.
You take the first aid, and all I want you to do is roll 2d6. That's all I need. I just need it to happen real quick.
I'm going to assist him.
There's no assisting here. What's in the first aid kit is it? What's in the first aid kit?
I got an eight. Right.
Oh, man. All right. You find first aid stuff. I was going to give you nothing, but that was going to be Jerry's stash of boost.
Nice.
But it's fine. You find boring first aid stuff.
Darn, you find stuff actually helpful. And you heal to add to your addiction.
You heal for like 3 damage, I guess. Whatever, I don't care.
Just 3.
Okay, perfect. I heal for 3 damage. You know, I feel like we're getting sidetracked. Where is Rat
Doc,
Boy?
Doc, that's what I was going to say. Listen, you could hear the skitter of Rat Boy's little toes.
So you hear the clacking of toenails and shoes come up the side, and you hear a tap on the glass as you see Rat Boy's very dirty fist come up and tap on the side of Den's window.
Den's going to roll the window down. Oh, what's up, Rat Boy?
Oh, hey, Den, you made it.
Yeah, not well, but yeah, no, we're here. This is crazy. What's up with all this?
Well, I've been wanting to show you guys this for like forever, and this is my town. I'm kind of like a king here.
Well, that's freaking awesome. Good for you, boss.
And he kind of like signals all the people over, and they start to filter out of the buildings and everything. And there's like child blacksmiths, there's like child like tailors, there's child bakers.
Is there a child doctor here that could help out our doctor? He's a little worse for wear.
That shouldn't be an issue. What's the deal? Oh, Doc, your arm's kind of messed up.
Yes, Rat Boy, I'm a little mangled. You know, you could have mentioned the giant sewer monsters when we were driving into the sewer.
What sewer monsters?
Also, Rat Boys, I needs to tell yous, and I point towards the hole in the wall.
Oh my god, did you let the animals out? You let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Wait a minute, out. So what's out? Wait, no. There was stuff out there because we had to come in. I'm confused. Do you have 15-foot tall death monsters as pets?
Yeah, that was Terrence and Merritt.
Well, I think Terrence or Merritt is dead.
Wait, if Rat Boy starts to tear up and all the kids in the village start to cry.
Wait, Rat Boy. I meant ones went stuck. I can't get my voice.
I'm done. Like,
we sent one to a farm.
God, I'm dying.
Rat Boy, it's okay. We sent ones to a farm. Where he can frolics and plays in open fields and all the children he can eat.
Oh my god.
Wait, so Rat Boy. Those were your pets.
yeah, boss.
Boy, get yourself together. We don't have time for this.
I'm sorry. I'm just so choked up about one of my pets dying. What happened to him? Was he trying to help you get in? Like, I told him to lead you in.
Den's gonna point to the not only the hole in the now almost completely removed windshield, the holes in the motor, the holes on the side of the truck.
No, yeah, that's how they say hello.
Then he's gonna reach back and hold up the doctor's arm for him and point to it.
Did you stick something in his mouth?
Well,
all right, you know what? That was nice.
You know, Rat Boy, we were very intimidated by your pets.
Well, no, they kind of guard the town and everything.
Yes, I understand. But I feel like there may have been a little miscommunication when you told them to lead us here.
Well, yeah, I figured they'd go like jump on the truck and kind of show you the way in.
What do you think leading us here means?
We're going to upgrade these wands to make sure that there is no more miscommunication and dropping calls. You know, see, this is why we had to switch away from S-Mobile. We should have gone to Run.
You got to, bro. You got to. Rat Boy looks up at you and says, was it the boy or the girl? Which one died?
How could you tell?
It's pretty obvious.
Oh.
What?
Wait, was that why it had 3 legs?
Don't tilt.
Oh, we're gonna leave that one where it is. And Rat Boy,
I have to say, we can't keep that in, right?
No, we definitely keep that in. Rat Boy looks at you and says, "I'm just so distraught right now."
Same, fam.
Rats Boy, I am so sorry for your loss.
Did they die in a dignified way?
I wish there was more I can do for you.
As Boulder pushes his grenade launcher further behind him.
Here, Rats Boys, from my hearts to yours, and I hand him issue 48 of Railgun Magazine.
Oh, I thought you were going to hand him Jerry's birthday card.
I thought he was, too. That's the one that says, "I don't want to see you anymore." you hand him...
That's much better. Hang on. Let's go back. Scratch that. This is from me, Steve. I found this Mark Halls just for you, Rat Boy.
Oh my God, this is beautiful. What does it say? I can't read.
I'll read it to you, Rat Boy. Okay. All right, so it kind of complicates it. It says, "Dearest Rat Boy, it's me, Boulder. I am so sorry about your pets and I's confrontations. There was nothing that could be done outside of putting your poor animal on its way to the farms. I love you very much, and I think that you're an A1 okay guys. Signed, Boulder, with love and respect."
Wow, Boulder, that was beautiful.
I wrote it myself.
Wow. Man, it's gonna be really shitty when he learns how to read.
Can I have the card to keep, or?
Tell him no.
No, I think that it's best if I holds on to it and I'll takes it back to the schools so we can put it in a nice frames.
Oh, we can put it on the fridge!
And that'd be great. You know, I've never told anybody this, but I've actually got like a eidetic memory, so I'll remember exactly what you said. So I'd look forward to read it. You know, when I learn to read, I'm looking forward to reading it for myself.
Yeah, me too.
So he turns around and you see Rat Boy kind of stand up tall a little bit, take more of a commanding presence as he addresses all of his people. And he says, "Guys, why don't we give Dr. Cogsbuckle, Boulder, and Din a round of applause and welcome them to the village?" And they all start to clap, some of them with like claw hands and some of them with like alligator foots and some of them misshapen faces. And they all kind of like let up a cheer and welcome you to the village. What do you guys do?
Hello, villagers.
Dr. Cogsbuckle, they all in unison and with the same tone of voice say, "Hi, Dr. Cogsbuckle."
Oh, I hate that. I don't want to be here anymore.
Hello. It is me, Dr. Phineas Cogsbuckle.
Hi, Dr. Cogsbuckle.
Phineas Cogsbuckle, God. School for Enlightened Children.
Hi, Dr.
I see
Cogsbuckle.
You all know... Oh. I see that you worship Rat Boy, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, I have an important question for you.
Yes.
Has Rat Boy been bringing... Has Rat Boy been bringing large amounts of toilet paper and news articles down here?
It's at this point you notice that literally all the buildings and the roads and everything is made out of articles of the Cog Weekly and toilet paper.
My God. What have I done? Anyway.
Well, at least it's for a good cause, Doc.
Yes, I suppose, except...
Really, if you think about it, you're almost like an orphanage for the broken toys.
Yes, well, that's a good point.
I mean, really, the radiations is horrible down here. I mean, to be honest, I feel strongest, but at the same time, I think I might have Webb's toes now.
So, we did stop here for an important question for you all.
Yes?
Where can we go to get out of here? Because we have a very important delivery to make.
Rat Boy says, that's no problem, boss. And he kind of like whistles really loud and stomps three times. And you hear just the most like terrifying wail in the distance. And all of a sudden, another one of these massive things drops from the high vaulted ceiling above you. It's probably about 50 feet above you. It drops down and slams into the ground right next to Rat Boy and stands up to its full 15 foot height. And Rat Boy kind of pats it on the knee and says, "Oh, Warwick here, I'll take you back if you guys are looking to get out of here, but I was really hoping like you'd stay to eat and maybe some dinner. We could play some games."
Like, I've got Twister, if you want to play Twister.
Yes, Ratboy, as much as we would love to stay and play Twister with your dirty little friends, I think it's important that we get this shipment, because as you recall, the Rimwars sent us to do this, and if we do not get this shipment to them on time, well, there's going to be no more Dr. Finney's Cogbuckle School for Enlightened Children for you to return to. Wait, as you know, my front door is blown off.
Then everybody could live here.
Yes. So where's the exit?
He kind of looks down and dejected and just like...
Rats, boys, I want you to know, I'm more than happy to, after we make this deliveries, to come back and try some of your delicious culinary concoctions.
Oh, Boulder, I appreciate that. I think, yes. Like, it's like tomorrow night's chili night, if you want to come for chili night.
Yes, of course. Ratboy, me, Boulder, and Din will make a trip down here just for you. Oh. But right now, we have an important mission.
Like when? Can we put it on the calendar? I hate it when people say, like, yes. You know, everybody's like, hey, we should get together, and then nobody ever puts it on the calendar. So, what? When?
Yes. Yes.
Let's mark it down for tomorrow, June 3rd. Of, what's the year again? I don't remember the years.
You know, we don't really.
2071.
2070. Oh, this is in the future? Oh, my God.
2070s ones. Okay. So wait.
That's like near future too.
Yeah, bro. That's really
tomorrow's,
close.
That's tomorrow's in 50 years, Docs. I thought it was 2021.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no. We told him that we would come tomorrow, not in 50 years.
I was not prepared to give a date. Yes, we will put it in our B-cals, okay?
Okay, so like tomorrow then. That'd be no, that's really great. Yes. We'll have
perfection.
Plenty of time.
How does 7 PM sound?
No, right, it's pretty good. We gotta like most of the littler kids are in bed by then, but a lot of us will still be up, so it's all good.
That would be perfect, because I'm not gonna lie, sometimes if I misses the children's, I step on them and I just feel terrible.
He says, okay, well, and he like puts his makes the date in his wad and sends you all a calendar invite. And then he says, okay, so I guess, yeah, like I said, Warwick will take you out of here if you guys are looking to go. I'd really hate that you're not staying longer. I mean, I get it. It's no big deal. And I'll be back to the school later, I'm sure. You know, I come down here to check on everybody and hang out. But, you know, sometimes it's good to get some different air.
Slide me the Blackberries of Blackberries game. We're not going to be using that.
Oh, yes. Then here's the Blackberries of Blackberries. Give this to Ratboy and tell him to enjoy it with his... whatever this is down here.
Hey, guy, Ratboy. Just so you know that we will be coming back so we can play all these games with you guys.
Oh, we're going to play this game that I can't read what it is?
Yes, it's called Blackberries to Blackberries.
Oh, Blackberry. I love Blackberries.
Yes, I know you do.
Don't eat the car.
Is it?
Don't eat
the car. Are they like blackberry flavored or?
Nope, they don't even smell like blackberries. Don't taste like blackberries. These are only for entertainment purposes.
He opens the box and sniffs the cards. He's like, but I kind of smell the blackberries though.
Nope, that is probably
like here. And
else.
He holds them up and he's like, you just gotta sniff really hard. Like you can smell it.
They're not scented cards, Ratboy.
Ratboy, you
it's
know
a
I
game.
Can't smell.
Oh, sorry, Din. My bad,
that's
man.
That's fine, bro.
That's all right. Like, y'all blew up my pet, and I made a joke about your stuff, but I'm sorry about that.
It's all good. Hey, Boulder, you want to sniff? As Din smiles.
Oh, God. I lean in.
Surprisingly enough, it actually kind of does smell like blackberries.
Wow. Maybe they do sense the cards. It's... Give it a shot, Doc.
You see a rotted blackberry in the corner of the box from Jerry's lunch one day. So Ratboy says, yeah, y'all are really spending a lot more time in this scene than I thought you would. So if y'all want to go like up and hey, Warwick will take you, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, fine. All right. Warwick. Now, how do you control this creature?
I mean, he's pretty smart. Like he can tell like the weird way you're looking at him and doesn't like it very much. I can tell you that.
Boulder looks at Warwick and smiles.
Warwick smiles back, and it is horrifying. Boulder, this is... You're already scared of the dark. This creature is the stuff of your nightmares.
It's fine. It's all in my imaginations, is what he's saying in his head.
As Warwick is standing there staring at you, grinning, his tongue just kind of rolls out of his mouth, and he realizes it and kind of like sucks it back in.
Ooh. My God.
Yeah,
this
Warwick,
has been living underneath me the entire time.
If you wouldn't mind showing us the way out, that'd be great, buddy.
Warwick stomps on the ground twice.
Yeah, we should really have him over more often.
So Ratboy says, okay, well, I guess I'll see y'all back at the school later.
Yeah, you got it, bud.
Okay, so do you guys head back into the van?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody loads back in, and Din, you see the indicator is still in red, but at this point, Warwick kind of signals for you guys to be off. He kind of like swishes his tail a couple times, and y'all head down a path that's kind of out and away to the left, and it winds for a long time, but with Warwick leading you and nothing else bothering you, it's a pretty easy ride. And you make it out of the sewer right at the edge of the Warrens, and it's kind of where the Warrens ends up meeting the West End. And you make it out at a sewer pipe. You kind of come up the side of the embankment of this big trench that goes down that kind of takes some fresh water down and also washes out the sewer every once in a while. And you make it up the edge of this big trench. It's probably a good 15 feet up at a gradual incline. And you make it up onto the roads, and you're in the Warrens again. What are you guys feeling at the moment? Let's start with Din.
What? Really, really glad we're at a, you know, at a danger. I mean, the creature thing, that was pretty cool, right, guys? I'm glad that's not a issue for us anymore. I'm gonna burn these clothes when we get home. So if y'all want to give me what you got, I'll go ahead and just get rid of them for you. And then a nice hot shower. That's, man. Guys, I don't want to be the one to say it, but this stinks.
Nice. Dr. Cogswinkle.
Well, you know, it's good to know that those creatures understand English for some reason.
They're very
so
intelligent.
So we shouldn't have... Yes, apparently so. So I guess we shouldn't have any trouble with them going forward. I think we should head back to the school to park the truck behind the school.
Do we want to park the truck at the school?
Well, I don't know. Din, we also need to talk about your decision-making, because...
It's not great!
You don't have to agree with everything that I say.
Well, I mean, you run this operation, boss, man. I just drive the cars. Or truck for this. I gotta get rid of this thing, but I hate this.
Boulder.
What would you guys like to do?
I have no strong feelings either ways, Doc. To be honest, if you want to self-incriminate, then let's go to the school. And he just stares at the doc.
See, well, that's a very good point. Is there like an alleyway or something we can park this truck in? Like with a gate that we can close behind it?
I mean, y'all have lived in the Warrens all your lives, so there's definitely those things.
Okay, well, I choose to go to the alleyway that has the gate.
You got it.
All right, so...
You know which one I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
It's off Cobble Road and Mill Street.
Yeah, but absolutely. So, Din, you start driving and you start heading through the various back channels. After a few streets, you understand exactly where you are in the Warrens. And, you know, you've got the busted-out street lights. Other than the illumination of your headlights and a few lights from the very sparsely located occupied buildings, and then a few lights from the fires of the tent cities... You kind of pick your way along, avoiding people at this time of early morning. It is the characters that are out are very odd, even if they are few and far between. And so you got people shuffling along in the middle of the road and on the sides of the road, and you kind of have to pick your way through. But you don't go more than a few blocks before you hear the rumble of several engines come out of alleyways on either side of you and kind of flank in behind you in a V-shape. And you are being tailed by about seven of the black cruisers that you know so well.
Cool. Yeah, Din's gonna just basically kind of pull off to the side and cut the truck off and hop out.
So you cut the truck off and hop out. Boulder, Dr. Cogswinkle, what do y'all do?
I hop out too.
Yeah.
So the brakes on the truck squeak as it kind of rolls to a stop, and you hear that hissing sound. You you cut the truck off, Din, and the steam engine kind of like lets out a big flush on either side. And it's kind of picturesque as it mixes with the moonlight overhead and the glare of the neon from the high side. And you hop out of the truck, and Boulder and Dr. Cogsbuckle, you all hop out as well. And you're kind of immediately blinded by the high beam headlights of the cruisers until you see a short, barrel-chested, stocky, silhouetted figure standing in front of him. He goes, so you did it, boys. And that's where we'll end it for this week. Guys, thank you for joining us for another episode of SideQuest. We really, 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 really appreciate your patronage and people that listen to these things. We really enjoy making them, as you can tell. And, well, at least I do. I can't speak for everybody else. But we're very, very appreciative of you guys joining us and interacting with us on social media and just generally being fans of the show. So, Din, why don't you tell them... Din, Richie, you're just Din to me now.
Yeah, it happens.
Richie, why don't you tell them how they can reach out to us on social media?
We have the Patreon, patreon.com/sidequest. Then the biggest one that you can basically come talk to one of us, or Rat Boy, depending, is the Twitter, which is SideQuest, which the I is the exclamation point, or @cog_weekly. Remember to use that hashtag #sickpod, and then you too may end up in one of our wacky adventures, you know, or something else. I'm not going to make any promises there. Discord is where we're hanging out right now, and that's SideQuest. You know, side space quest. Instagram, the Cog Weekly, no spaces in that, or again, side quest with I as an exclamation point. And then we have the Reddit, which is r/sickpod, SIQPOD. Again, for most of these, the hashtag, the Reddit, it is SIQPOD. Remember to use that hashtag, folks.
Very good, very good. So, guys, I want to go back into character mode for just a second and take a last final survey of where everybody's at for the episode. Dr. Cogsbuckle, what are you thinking and feeling at this moment?
Well, as usual, after our high-stakes adventures, I'm severely injured. And, yes, I have words for this mission, but I will keep them myself.
Yes, absolutely. Din, what about you?
We're alive-ish, as he, you know, kind of looks over at the doc. Well, we made it.
Yes, we did make it.
And Boulder, what about you?
I still feel a little guilty about killing that poor Rat Boy's dog.
Well, guys, we, again, very much appreciate you listening to SideQuest. Thank you for joining us for this episode. We will see you again next week on Friday. Don't forget, episodes release every Friday. Please force your friends to sit down and listen to the episode. Stare them into the windows of their soul until they listen to the entire thing and make them write a constructive essay about it. And until we receive that essay, we're just going to keep putting these episodes out, and you know, until somebody writes a good essay good enough where it touches all of our hearts and we can finally have our quest complete and be laid to rest. So until then, thank you for joining us for another episode of SideQuest. My name is Joey, and I am your GM, and I want to thank Richie, Dan, and Cruz for joining us. Say goodbye, guys.
Take it easy, y'all.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think you gotta stop making us kill people's pets, Joey.